Emir of Kano is seen as the father of all, more or less like a spiritual leader.
The spiritual leader of the Muslims in that area?
Yes, more or less something like that. Well, he is seen as father. He is not particularly to be political or have inclination. He's supposed to be seen as a father figure to everybody, irrespective of tribe or religion that lives in Kano.
You say this is a religious title. Explain to our listeners, how does that fit in line with, say, the Sultan of Sokoto?
The Sultan, it stems down to the jihad of Osman and Fodio when he tried to Islamize the entire northern region. So the Sultan is the Amir, the head. And then all the emirs are all like regional heads in their different domains.
Sanusi was suspended in February this year because of what was described as financial recklessness. In his appointment as emir, what is this saying? Is it saying that the religious people there don't believe the allegations against him?
No. This has completely nothing to do with his appointment as emir. Langido Sanusi is a prince by birth. He's also a member of the royal family by way of being the grandson of Muhammad Sanusi, who was deposed sometime. So he is a prince and he is eligible to be emir of Kano. It has nothing to do with politics. You know, in the incidence of where an emir dies, every prince is eligible. Every prince applies. So the kingmakers choose or decide who among the princes will become emir. So he also vied for the position of emir, has been a prince, and then he was chosen as emir.
In the wake of the Boko Haram situation, the violence, what role do you think this new emir, Mr. Sanusi, can play?
You see, I expect that the emir of Kano is supposed to be seen as non-political. He's supposed to be seen as being neutral. He's supposed to be seen as being cosmopolitan. He's supposed to be seen as being accommodative, not getting involved in incisive political statements. And you see, Kano being a restive place, the Kano people need someone that will be a neutralizing factor, just like the late emir. But lately, he has been known to be controversial, and his nomination as emir sparked protest in Kano, which means the people are not at home with his appointment.